Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Well, welcome to this Wednesday, July 4 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. And it is a very important holiday in our nation's history, in our American society today, and I think maybe I should make at least some mention of that at the beginning of the broadcast today. I'm certain that you, like myself, am thankful to be an American, though I am grieved with what is happening to my country. And I wouldn't be surprised, but what most of you also share, a great deal of that same grief, that burden. We recognize that our nation that has been so signally blessed by God is losing much of that divine blessing because we have failed to acknowledge it and to appreciate it and to cultivate it. It's as simple as that. I have done a bit of international traveling over the years of my ministry, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have had to preach the gospel in many other countries and to visit missionaries who are laboring in other places. And most of my international travels have been in connection with gospel ministry and usually in connection with missionaries that we are in partnership with in the work of the gospel. And what a privilege it is to pastor a church that is missionary-minded and that devotes a great deal of our financial resources to supporting those who are taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. What a wonderful, blessed privilege that is. I'm thankful for a people who have that mindset. And I'm thankful for those that God has given us to be in partnership with. And I'm thankful for those that I have been able to visit on the field and to labor with for short periods of time, to come alongside them and to encourage them and to help them and to know more about them and their work, to understand what they are doing and to preach the gospel in their location. These have been wonderful privileges. And I said all that to say this, as much as I have enjoyed that and I'm thankful for every country that I have visited, and I find beautiful people in every country, and I find some wonderful things to be attracted to in every country, I'm always glad to get home, and I so far haven't found another country that I'd rather live in other than the one that God has placed me in, the one that God caused me to be born into. And I realize that I didn't have anything to do with that. I didn't choose my country because I didn't choose my parents. I didn't choose the place of my birth. God chose that for me. And being able to travel internationally has given me a greater appreciation, I think, of the privileges that God has given to us here than perhaps some people have. I wish sometimes I could take some of these people who are so discontent with this country and feel like everything is wrong with America. Nothing is what it ought to be. I just wish many times that I could say, come on with me. Let's go to some of these countries in Africa that I have been to. Let's go to some of these other places in South America and in Asia and even in Europe to some extent. But let's go to some of these places where I have been and let's just take a look at what things are like there. And what you're going to find out is that, of course, America isn't perfect. No place is perfect. No place is perfect. No place can be perfect as long as sin is allowed to exist The only cure for sin is Christ. And the only ultimate cure for sin is the return of Christ to rule and reign in perfect righteousness. That's why we pray, as our Lord taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then things will be perfect. Then no more unfairness, injustice, economic deprivation, and all the other things that truly do exist in our country and in the world, though I have often thought that some of these problems are more imagined than real, but that's another subject. But they do exist to some degree, no question about it. But the fact of the matter is, they exist almost inevitably to a greater degree in most other countries. That's a thing that people don't seem to understand. These are not fundamental flaws with our country and with our government, our form of government and American society. These are not things that are fundamentally flawed with America. These are things that are fundamental flaws of human nature. They exist everywhere in the world. That's what I've observed. And when you have been in other countries, then you have the opportunity to observe that. You go to some other countries where there has been terrible atrocities and one group of people rising up against another group of people and killing and slaughtering and trying to eliminate them. I mean, you talk about discrimination. You talk about unequal opportunities and circumstances, unequal opportunities and circumstances. Well, at least we haven't had that kind of bloodshed in America, though, and again, I'm aware that there have been periods in our nation where there has been even instances of lynchings and bloodshed that should not have occurred. I know that. It's a scourge. It never should have happened. But I go to some places where this has happened on a far, far, far greater scale. And the interesting thing about it is it's almost always racial and ethnic. And in many cases, it's tribal. You go to Africa, some of the places where I have been, and you will find Africans, dark-skinned Africans of one tribe who harbor incredible animosity toward black-skinned Africans of another tribe. They're all black-skinned Africans, but they harbor more hatred toward people of a different tribal heritage than themselves than you ever find in America. Really now? Really? I'm telling you what I have seen, observed, and know to be true. And the exception to that in these other countries is among Christians. Among Christians, you find these people who have come to Christ coming together, loving one another, existing beautifully together in the same churches, in communities where everybody's divided up. The people of this tribal heritage keep to themselves, and the people of this tribal heritage keep to themselves, and there isn't much mixing between them except in the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's only Christ who can erase these things to some degree in this fallen world. There will never be utopia. There will never be perfection, I say, until Jesus comes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Until heaven comes to earth, these things will never be totally eradicated, but they can be greatly mitigated. They can be greatly minimized. They can be greatly restrained and will be among those who know the Lord. So the solution is not agitation. That just makes it worse. The solution is the gospel. But if you won't listen to the gospel and won't allow the influence of the gospel, of the Bible, of prayer, of a Christian moral code, the Ten Commandments, if you banish those things from public institutions and wage war on the basic institutions that God has created for the well-being of human society, such as the family, made up of husband and wife, father and mother and children, an intact family is one of the best things that God has created for the welfare of society. But if there is a concerted attack upon the family, and you've got children growing up in huge percentages without fathers in the home, then don't be surprised if that brings greater havoc and violence and ignorance and poverty than otherwise there would have been. And now we're beginning to see more and more attacks upon the church or churches and other institutions that God has given for the well-being of society. They are. Churches are a society for Christian people to gather and to worship God and to reach out from the churches into the community to try to bring people to face-to-face with the gospel that can change their souls, rescue them from eternal destruction, and change their mindset now and change them from bitterness and resentment and hatred to love and peace and patience. Only Christ can make those kinds of changes. And so I'm talking about our beloved United States of America. We've never had a perfect society in America, never, from the beginning. Some people overly idealize earlier periods in American society as if everything were nearly perfect then, and we've gotten far away from that now. No, things have never been nearly perfect. Never have. There have always been problems, because there's never been a time when everybody in America was a true born-again believer. Never been a time when even the majority of Americans were true born-again believers. That situation has never existed in America and never will again until Jesus comes. When his kingdom comes, then things will be different in that regard. But otherwise, that's never happened. But where there was an acknowledgement of the God of the Bible and a respect for the Scriptures and an acknowledgement that we need to teach the Bible to our children. They need to hear the Word of God. They need to be taught biblical morality. They need to be trained up in homes with mothers and fathers. They need to be in an orderly society that does not approve of immorality, does not approve of unrighteousness as defined by God. When society as a whole does not approve of those things, society is greatly improved. It doesn't mean that nobody does those things, but it means that it's done less frequently than it is where those things are approved of, insisted upon. Oh, I tell you, we're in a mess, aren't we? What's the solution? Back to the Bible. Preach the gospel of Christ. Pray for the Spirit of God to work in hearts, beginning with Christians. It must begin at the house of God. Oh, may God bring such a revival to our land. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.